How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Well,
want to go out?
They're deleting the memory of our computers.
A lot of experimental music.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, I don't remember a David Bowie country album, but I've heard him do, I'm not going to say a Christian song, but like a song of faith. I've heard him do, obviously,
just
space rock.
And he got China Girl.
An amazing entertainer. Mm. So good.
He didn't get canceled for that one.
No.
Even after posthumously.
What, China Girl?
Yep.
No,
he did the little, he did the eyes at the end of the video.
Oh. Well, dude.
Is his wife still alive?
Yeah, come on.
Let's see how old she is.
Hey, Iman.
She's beautiful.
She doesn't pop up. As soon as you type in Iman, it's Shota Imanaga for the Cubs pops up.
Shota. Golly bum. You know what's tough right now? I bet you for a lot of...
She still looks good.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Let me see. Okay, so I was wondering. Let me see. Blow it up.
Blow it up. Can I? Let me see. Let me go to another one. She's 70, but god dang, look.
That was a dang, right? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Look at this one with the blonde hair.
God, wouldn't you like to, okay. She beautiful. Always has been very beautiful.
She got any nakeds
I can look at? Would you not like to see what, like Paige, look at her. You assume there's been some work, right? I mean, there's good genetics there for certain. I mean, this good God, is that her there on the bottom middle?
I don't think so.
Okay, I was about to say.
What the hell?
Maybe that's the daughter or something.
She's showing her boo-boo.
Yeah, big time. That's a big boo-boo. But, like, I'd like to see, without all the money, without all the fame and all the chances to get the best serums and all this stuff, like what she'd look like now.
Is that
It'd
her?
It'd be interesting to see.
That's not her.
Good God.
Maybe that's her.
That's a boy one.
Good God.
Yeah, there's a close-up.
That ain't real.
My God.
I just hacked Paige's inbox, actually.
Somebody has a baseball bat. Put that away.
God.
Jeez.
It literally looks like that poster that time of Canseco and McGuire that said Bash Brothers.
Better swing.
Jesus.
Oh, the Bash Brothers.
I cannot.
They probably did bash a couple together back in the day.
That's terrible. Wouldn't doubt it. There comes Mark Grace.
Because, look, Jose is going to close the deal, right? He's going to get the ladies, and then Mark's the add-on. Jose's like, look, my buddy's going to join us, okay?
Jose, did you? How you know?
He's a ginger, but he's ripped.
How you know?
He looked like Rocky Dennis's brother, but, he's cut up at least.
If you were listening earlier, we apologize. If you were not listening earlier, boy, you...
Where have you been?
You're really missing out. Darn. We're doing it. Some people say, oh, it's for charity. I'm doing it out of the kindness of my heart.
Thank you.
When I ask you to hashtag peanut head ass fat hoe on any of your social media touch points,
please do.
I would not recommend using it on Grindr.
We need an Instagram graphic. Do they make those?
Instagram graphic.
On demand for the peanut head ass fat hoe?
Paige?
Oh, like a
you
good
want
one.
Me to make, I don't know if I could do that.
Just ask AI. Hey, AI, do you call yours anything special? Like, oh, come on. You've named yours Trixie or something.
I don't talk to it like that.
I bet you do. I bet you talk to it more than you do your dogs.
No. I mean, I'm just graphics.
Your dogs talk to the AI?
No.
Yeah.
I have one I can share around Fatboy 933.
Okay, so what am I?
You'll get plenty at 10 a.m.
I want a nice one.
Peanut head.
Ass.
Yes, put in just put in those words. Put in butt though, because if you put in ass, it'll say, "Oh, I can't make anything." I can make it look like you were slinging an old man in the air by a bison. I'm telling you, it's going to come out. That was a fake video.
That's all you're
okay, up. So peanut head, ass, fat hoe. Is that hey. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I would put butt, and I would spell hoe like the garden tool. And then just see what AI says. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
You're
that's
tricking,
the Prill line.
You're tricking the filters too much.
That's the Prill line ringing. Hey, wait. Check it again. See if that's the Prill line. Hold on.
I mean, darn.
Oh, we gave her that access. Prill. Or real. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Good
that's
morning.
So wild. You've Brilliant. Never called before, ever, that I think you said, but yesterday for the first time ever you called. And I was amazed that your laugh sounded like someone pouring liquid out of a bottle.
Yeah.
Anyone ever told you that? There it goes again.
I mean, darn.
I love it. You sound like a mischievous ghost. Like we're doing a seance right now. We're doing. We got the Ouija board out. We're like, what brings you to our time period?
I mean, darn.
What's so funny now? What's so funny? No, no, it's in unison. I love it. I love it.
I mean, darn.
Oh, Lord.
Real recognize real. That's right. Realize, realize, realize. Tupac said that. So what's up with you? Were you just wanting to call and say, guys, my life's changed?
Oh, no, she's got an issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the issue?
You didn't call me back and let me know about how to get to be a P1. And yeah. I've heard all kinds of commercials about P1, P1, be the P1. I want to be a P1.
I just flipped Fat Boy off.
Told you you'd forget.
Whoa, big pour. Big pour right there.
Wow.
Heavy pour from the bartender. Tipping well, ladies. Oh my God!
I gotta get dry one.
Now you're starting to sound like they're empty.
Oh my God!
Water tank.
I just put this drop in. I gotta replace it with this one.
Okay, one thing at a time. Because I'm having a heart attack, or I'm getting some kind of weird thing going on in my head. I'm laughing at that, and then Goober Butt here has got her phone in my face, and it literally is a peanut dressed as a prostitute.
Oh my
God. Like she put in peanut as. Oh, big pour. She put in, I love this right now. I don't know if it's fun to listen to.
Oh, it better be.
Okay, I hope it is. She put in peanut head, butt, fat hoe, and it made a peanut dressed up as like a stripper. That is so crazy.
We got to share it around. Get it going.
Okay, real. So as you were saying, and I was flipping off Fat Boy, he knew that and knew that I probably did that.
I mean, darn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I've got to quit being so damn funny.
Oh.
You... So you said, and then you know what's crazy is I said this yesterday in jest. Real is I said, you know, I don't know if the boss really listens anymore because right, you know on. The old days he'd listen every day because you know I ain't gonna make sure, but now it's like a well-oiled machine. But then so he heard the little jab I made about us not even having bios on there anymore. So he's already nabbed that and. He is getting that figured out. He showed me an email chain where he's been doing that. So I don't have an answer for you other than there is a commercial playing 12 times a day telling you to do it. We just don't know how to let you.
Yeah, it sucks, dude.
Okay.
I know.
But look how look how established you already are after 2 days.
It's not. Like, think about this. People pay tons of money. When you go to their website, you pay this you know, certain kind of Google AdSense stuff where it's remarketing to you because you didn't buy anything from my website. And hopefully you see an ad that reminds you you went to my website and you will go back. Listen, Real right now yesterday wanted to be a customer. Our processor wasn't working or whatever to make the transaction. She comes back into the store today and says, guys, I'd like to buy my membership in the P1 family. No charge.
That's dedication. Real.
Still can't do it. So here's what I'd like you to do. What's your daily schedule? I mean, not specifically, but mornings kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, mornings, this is my time.
Well, where do you live, by the way? We never asked. Like, what city?
I'm in Columbus, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow. Columbus, North Carolina. What do I know about Columbus,
right,
North Carolina? I've been to a wrestling show there.
That's where they filmed Heavyweights, I believe.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Okay. I want you, and you think, oh, he's just joking. I want you to call every day until I have an answer for you.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Thanks, Rick.
I'm not kidding. And also, I have a question for you. Did you hear?
Sure.
Did you hear about the guy with five penises?
No, I did not.
Get ready for a big pour. His pants fit like a glove.
Get every drop out of the bottle of real.
Oh, Lord.
You're going to hear that one a lot.
Now, many of you are already texting that I'm going to tell our IT team not to work on it as fast, so she'll call every day. Not true. I want that. It's embarrassing to me. I know it's embarrassing to Mark. I know it is. I know it because he's like, God, this
is
my...
Oh, yeah, I'm broken up about it.
No, it's his station that he's over, and he doesn't have the answers for these people, and he's trying hard. So you are... Awesome, Real. You have a great morning, okay?
You do the same, love.
Thank you.
All right,
Real.
Thank you. I'm seeing someone.
Get ready to hear your new laugh. Also, with Peanut Head Ass Fat, who's going to be a drop, too.
Oh, good. Yeah, until we run out of room.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I got to cut something else for Fat Ho.
No.
I got to.
I sent you the picture of her.
This world where.
I got no room.
Listen, this is. Fat Boy loves this. I think recently I pointed this out. Right now, on my phone, I have 25,654 photos, 4,131 videos on my phone, not on the cloud, on the phone.
On the phone.
And yet, 23 years of radio is just slowly eroding away. This is like the glaciers.
Yeah, well, there's two possibilities.
There's bits that polar bears are floating on right now, and eventually they're
going to melt.
They're going to melt.
There's two possibilities that we can go without. This is the first one.
You being bad, man.
No,
that's dangerous.
Okay.
No, don't you put hey, baby.
Here's the second one. Is he going to lose the Hootie laugh?
I think it can be found again.
Yeah, it can. I don't know.
Dude, this could actually be
we might lose some of these, too.
We could actually make a bit out of this.
Like, what's
like, we're running out of room. Which one of these sound bites needs to go? Dude, yes.
Or we got to play all of them to have them on record because Chris Evans is trying to delete everything we've ever did.
Dude, I know. I feel like he works for the Mossad.
He's the mastermind.
That's a great idea because if we're losing what's already recorded, we're not losing what hasn't been recorded yet.
Mm. Look at that. Also, that Chris Evans is a secret agent for Israel.
I think he is. I think everyone is. I don't agree with now. No. That's what I say now. Oh, you don't agree with me? You're a secret agent, man. I'm kidding when I say that.
Or a woman.
It does feel like what your grandparents or our grandparents would talk about back in the day. Yeah.
Corporate spy.
Like people at work.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody's looking over their shoulder. Meanwhile, like our grandkids would be like, dude, I think she's part robot. Seriously. No, man. You think? Yeah. Look at the way she moves her arm, dude. She got that thing in her ear, that weird scar.
She stares at the wall all day.
Yeah. She stares at the wall all day, and she's real good with AI. She holds her phone right in your face.
Go squeeze her knocker, see if she reacts.
Yeah. They say they have really big knockers. They also say, they say hello in a weird way. right? Paige.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Not weird.
People love Real on the text.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Well, this is the last time you're going to hear this one. I mean, darn, because it's about to get replaced.
Why?
As soon as we go to break. Because we got a good one. We got a good long one.
Yeah, but that's the original
that's
one.
That's
like
one.
The original. Man, that's that. Yeah. I don't understand.
Okay,
that.
I'll keep it.
Okay, thanks.
miss something, download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's the way he would have wanted it.
Yep. God, you remember the video?
Oh, yeah. Dan Marino.
Yeah. Should have went to Clemson, Dan. You're me.
Aces out.
You about to get a remix. Ah, it's in the same channel. Damn it.
Oh, were you adding a little reel to it?
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to switch it, so now it's in the main channel where the drops play. And
you know, Odyssey's already contacted her about doing a podcast. She's going to review movies called Reel on Reels.
Oh!
It's going to be really good.
I love it.
Dude, we need our little podcast network. We could do that.
Reel on Reel. I told you earlier, sometimes you gotta gamble on your own.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy? Bless you. You know, I'm tired of blessing you this morning. What's up with the hay fever?
Allergies?
Take four Hail Marys and call me tomorrow.
Must be something in the room with the hay fever.
Something in the air.
Something in the room with hay fever?
Yeah. It was on this side for a little bit. Now it's on that side for a little bit. I never heard of it until I started working here. What is hay fever? That's not real.
Well, it's sinuses. I was told that my whole life, and I remember carrying that with me through life until I told someone I had hay fever. They're like, "You have what?"
I'm like, "What is that?
Hay fever?" And they're like, "You mean you have just sinus allergies?" I'm like, "Well, I guess. I don't know. My parents said I had hay fever as a kid." Now, meanwhile, what's funny is my daughter, who as a young child would...
Shout out.
Oh, she'll love this.
Say it, man.
She'll love this. This is why it's great when your dad's a radio show host and he can tell fun stories like this and it maybe toughens the relationship. I don't know, but when she would drink apple juice, it would upset her tummy. So...
Uh-oh.
Up until she was a young woman, she thought she was allergic to apples.
Oh, no.
Because we said, don't let her have any apple juice. You know what I'm saying? So in her mind, she's like, you know, like dogs think they can't have chocolate because we've told them they'll die.
Or grapes.
Meanwhile, we just want all the chocolates while we tell them that. And it's not good for them, really.
No, it's not.
I used to think they would drop dead if you fed them. Because I saw one time. Do you remember? Oh, of course you do. Remember Rollos? Remember that? Rollos? But who was it? They called them Rollos.
I was in the dollar store, and then, you know, the kid goes in and gets the candy. And then he said, "Mom, I got some candy." She said, "You better grab them Rollos."
So there was this...
it's like, oh, that's what it is now.
This kid that lived over in Poe Mill... His name's Brad. I won't say his last name. And, dogs, when you run by or walk by their yard or whatever, you know,
they'll flex on you.
When they bark at you, it doesn't always mean they're doing it aggressive. Sometimes they're, "Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing, kid?" They're just maybe talking to you.
What y'all up to?
But, like, the German language, when you talk, it still sounds like you're mad. Yeah. Want some more Barst?
Guten Tag.
Audi.
Oh, build the cars. The cars don't build themselves.
Beamer Motorworks. Robots. So.
You put steering wheel in trunk like moron. Am I going to drive the car for back here, you dummy?
I don't know.
Steering wheel goes in front of car.
Does that make sense, Paige?
So.
Okay. Well, as long as you think it makes some sense, we'll go with that.
I got it clean now.
The audio is lovely.
Yeah, let me jack it up a little bit for you. I think I can turn it real loud. Here you go. Oh, God.
You know, there's a text here that says that we should do a behind-the-scenes show. That's what you listen to every day.
Yeah.
Peanut-head-ass fat hoe.
That you listen to, you know, and it's not like The Office where, you know, obviously that's a scripted show. Or they're bringing it back, or there's 14 versions now. Like, there's a Russian Office. And
well, everybody uses that style of shooting.
You know, in Japan, they keep an elderly person on staff at big companies to not like a DEI kind of thing, or where, you know, it's like, oh, we got to keep some old people working here too. But they
like Walmart does their greeters.
One old person, they give them a window seat in the office, and it's supposed to serve as a reminder to the young people. This is what I mean, like literally. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's a reminder, and it's and they their job is to do nothing. They sit there. They may answer a phone call. Maybe we'll do an email, you know?
Well, Japan's got issues, like population crisis issues.
Yeah.
And their government is pretty good about giving people a lot of free time off. And yeah, they got government-sponsored dating apps so people can meet.
Yeah, but...
Because they're trying to... People have
so,
kids.
So, not only with everything being digital, they know where you're spending money. Now they're going to know who you're dating.
Yeah.
Like...
My cousin is in the Marines in Japan.
Thank
and
you.
He got married.
Wait, for them?
No, for us.
Okay.
He married a Japanese girl.
I was about to say.
I kind of want to tell him, like, you might want to stay there. Like, I feel like you might get treated, like, you know, a lot better. You know, they might give you a lot more stuff.
Well, being in the service is probably different.
I don't think he has a choice.
Like, or do, this is a fair question. Like, or I think it's a very fair question. So, you know, like, people say, like, if you're an American going to certain countries or whatever, like, you know, does that really, honest to God, mean white American? Like, I mean that sincerely. Like, that's what it means, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, some can, like, travel throughout the Middle East.
Sure.
And, you know, parts of Asia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But if I go to, you know, like,
Turkey
or Afghanistan,
yeah,
like, I'm going to stand out.
Right.
Can you wear shorts in Afghanistan? I don't know if you can wear shorts in the Middle East.
By the way, I got the War is Over t-shirts printed up. I'm not going to tell them to send them until we get for sure, because I've done this 14 times already. So... But as of now, it's over, and we're going to be out. I tell you what, I am
going to
cut the bull crap.
Till it starts back up.
The allegation is that we will be out fully by September. And I hope to God so. I hope to God that we can end this year without any more of that. I'm serious.
What are you talking about, the stuff in Iran?
I'm talking about, like, all war, really. It's really stupid. I mean, it really is.
You know what? It's such a catch-22, because every soldier we've talked to that's been in here is like, we need to be over there. Some of them want to go back. I was like, I hate to put you on the front lines, but...
Well, Israel should start paying us to do it then.
I mean, we are there because of Israel.
Paige?
Yes, sir.
What a transition.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a bad thing, because everybody agrees. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
It's always
been...
Exactly. That's easy. I mean, there's no ands, ifs, or buts.
And I don't know, like, you know, if any other administration would, you know, give that much to Israel. We don't know.
I don't, the last eight of them go over there and pray on the wall, so you tell me. Hey, that's no slight either. That's just the truth of it. No matter what your partisan is, it doesn't matter there.
Like, we've had deals with other countries that have worked out so far for the most part.
We had great deals with Iran prior to them taking all our people hostage back then. We had they were an ally. Iran, until 1972 or 3, whatever year that was, 4, literally were an ally of us. And then they did that, and that's when all hell broke loose.
Some say the deal just brokered is probably the same deal as, you know, Obama had with Iran his last term.
What, just, and it just fell apart?
Seems like it's like a lateral move.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, maybe when it was Persia, but now it's Iran.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they don't make good rugs no more.
It was a little different back in the day.
That's right.
Your reputation speaks for itself. Like, everybody knows what Lebanon is. It's been a hotbed of terrorism for longer than I've been alive.
Yeah, but also certain countries will go and basically sponsor terrorism in certain countries to overthrow their government and make it think it's their own people.
Yeah. Speaking of,
Paige.
Iran.
What? Transition?
No, I didn't say you were transitioning. What?
God, if you were, leave those.
Bro, that would be, that don't would touch be, the upstairs. That would be a disgrace. Stay a woman.
No.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Hi, Paige. I'm Paige, and we got to talk about why Lenny Kravitz likes to work out in leather pants or jeans. Why does he do that? Because he's hot.
Boy, he does look the same as he did 30 years ago.
No kidding.
He's a veteran.
He must be just drinking that blood like all of them.
So he did an interview.
Adrenochrome.
For Men's Health. Do you read that, Men's Health?
Oh, sure. Look at it.
Cool.
Look at it, both of us.
I'm not judging.
Look at it.
Clearly, Men in America, is that magazine still in business?
Right. So, according to this interview for Men's Health, Lenny says, quote, I perform on stage in leather, denim, whatever, so those are the pants I wear to train.
I will say this, a pretty strong pair of Eskimo brothers, Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa.
Momoa.
I don't know if you can find that.
They're actually good friends, though.
Lisa Bonet?
Yeah.
So, I want to say something that's going to sound like completely G, but I feel like they both could have done better than Lisa Bonet.
That's not very nice.
I mean, I don't think she's hot or nothing, and those are a couple hot dudes.
Beautiful.
I mean, Jason Samoa's a good-looking dude.
I like Jason.
That's what your mom would have called him. What was the other one she said? Did you watch Tony Heathcliff?
Tony Heathcliff. No, I said she would have. I think she left before he fully got all mainstreamed out. I bet he secretly dated Lindsay. No, I'm just joking. It's not fair.
So the reason why he does that, he can fit in a workout wherever he is, in jeans.
Yeah. Does he work out, though?
And also, do you think that if you wear leather all the time, like you're wearing skin on skin?
Yes.
So it's kind of like, do you remember that time when that
put a lotion in the basket
1,200-pound woman had a heart attack on her couch, and they came to get her? They
ended used to work here. I know what you're talking about.
You were on fire today, I'm telling you.
Don't look at me.
No, at the end of his life, he will be on fire.
God is going to strike you today.
But she was very big, didn't move. Anyway,
her
skin fused to the couch.
How?
Couch,
I've heard of that.
Her skin grew. She became.
She couldn't get up.
The couch.
How does she go to the bathroom?
She, oh, there.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to go in. She was so big and fat.
They had to, break.
That is disgusting.
A hole in the house, bust through the house to be able to get her out.
And how was she fed if she didn't get up?
They found little pieces of skin all over the couch.
I need to know these things.
You know, you're reminiscing me of the days of yesteryear.
I need to know.
I will Google it for you, though.
A girl that I go to the bathroom a million times every day.
Here's a legit question. And only Matt can answer because he's lost a lot of weight. Because he used to be a great big fat person.
Paige has transformed her life very much as well. We'd like you to join us on our journey.
I mean, she might have, but I ain't talking about her.
All right, go ahead. I appreciate it in the spotlight.
When you lose a lot of weight, can you go days without going to the bathroom?
No.
I mean, dropping a log.
No. Oh, yeah, you can.
I don't. I have. So days?
A couple days.
I don't go every day, especially if you're out of town. Like, I won't go number two if I'm out of town with somebody. I cannot.
What do you do?
I don't know. I just didn't go when I was
I'll tell you what I did when we went to Chicago. You know,
you got to take a dump there, fella.
Tore up real bad. You know, I'd had a couple beefs that day. You know, not fights, but literal beef.
Did you go down in the lobby?
No, we waited until we got in the room.
You did it in the room?
No, listen, I was doing double entendre on you. I didn't want to go up there into the room where, you know, there's not even some bathrooms in the hotels, there's not even a door. It's just open. It's open floor plan. So I was like, hey, I'm going to go down here to the gift shop for a minute.
Yeah, that's what
and
they
And I went
do.
To the lobby bathroom and blew it up.
That's what boys do.
Yeah. Well, guys, hopefully, you don't go at all, so you're
no,
like all
I'm
impacted.
I'm telling you, sometimes I can't go in public or like if I'm in a room with my
See,
husband.
You know how people say that? Like, oh,
I hear women talk about that, though. It kills it for me.
Well, there's a...
I'm sorry.
There's a guy that we used to know that now, granted, I won't talk in a bathroom if I'm using...
You do have an odd rule about this kind of...
Weird. I am odd, but
like it implicates you into some kind of gaydom if somebody
no,
talks to you.
It's just like,
right,
you know, I might be like holding my breath. I might be, you know, I would be like, oh, is that you, Matt? How you doing? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You know,
oh, I want to answer somebody's
like,
asking.
Don't ask a woman who's trying to have natural childbirth some questions.
How you feel?
If I know the boss is in there, I won't say anything.
You won't?
I won't say anything. I won't answer names or nothing.
I would.
That's
so,
weird to talk in the bathroom. Like
I won't
that.
Say who it was, but a certain S man. I had to tell him outside of the. I was like, man, I'm weird, because he sat there and tried to talk to me. I totally ignored him.
He's trying to concentrate.
Like let me show you what I did. I knew I knew that you could tell it was because my shoes and I had camo pants, and really me and one other person in the whole building wear camo. So when he starts talking. I start to lift my legs in there. So I'm literally, I'm like planking on the toilet. Look at this. I'm like planking on the toilet like this. And he's still talking or whatever. And I'm like, so I said, dude, that was me in there. He's like, I know. I saw your leg.
I know
I was like, I'm weird about that. Sorry. I can't.
Do you think the guys at the bar are like, do you guys smell anything? If somebody's blowing it up down here. Smells like somebody's driving a high low.
Give me a heart attack.
A heart attack.
Yeah, I don't smell nothing there, Terry. I think it's probably your mustache. It
smells like
a
bear.
It smells like the sausage you didn't wash out of Atlanta.
Smells like Samurai Mike.
Smells like you had a beef.
Is that dead cut back there?
Oh,
maybe you should stop having some beefs. God almighty, you're going to weigh 345 effing pounds before you...
Actually, I'll have to ask her opinion. I saw a commercial last night. Arby's has one now. Arby's Italian beef sandwich.
Yeah. Mm, they nice. Have the meats.
Yeah, but once you, it's like they say, once you've had it, like, whatever. What's a city that's known for whatever? Like, you say pizza, then you get New York, Chicago, California,
yeah,
Miami.
Detroit meat dish is good. But, I don't know. I don't know if any other food, like, clings to a city
like that. So, Italian beef. Chicago, God bless America.
What is comparable to it? Like a Philly, I guess, somewhere?
Yeah, I guess. Now, I will say I've never had a Philly in Philly. Never had that.
Not in Philly, but, you know, the place we used to get Philly's from, the guy's from Philly.
God. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the one that got you sick that's permanently closed, I don't know where that guy's from. I don't think he's from Philly. God, I hope he's not. The Philly connection is no longer here.
Something about it. When I get on a roll in here and start, you somehow, like, not in a bad way. It's just like, you know. Go ahead and mention we're running out of memory again, too. Guess what?
Really,
so am I. The older you get, it's what the computers are aging with us. You understand?
Yeah, they are.
We start to forget. You go to put in your damn debit code. And you're like, what is it? I don't know. I use it every day, but right now
they're putting all your.
I'm relying on the muscle memory. I can't remember.
They're putting all your funny stuff up there on the cloud. There, you can't get it on the computer.
Meanwhile, Trixie's got 40,000 pictures on the cloud.
Oh my God! No, I don't.
What were you gonna say? Sorry.
I was gonna say that somebody texted in and said that I'm not the only weirdo who can't poop in public. Somebody said that they used to cut school
y'all
to go
should all
home
be weird and go in a bathroom.
Like, I shouldn't know that about Paige. Like, I feel like...
Why, she knows a lot more about us than she'd care to know, I'm sure.
Like, I love hearing dudes talk about it, but not chicks. Like, it kind of kills it for me. Like, I don't want to imagine, you know, women using the bathroom.
Well, I don't do it in public. I can't. And it grosses me out that everybody is.
What's
South
a public
Carolina
restroom? People are going to think you mean like you got to look outside on the side 85, no. And Paige is going to be thinking, like, don't.
It just reeks. Like
29 Reed Hampton. We have a big breasted woman out here taking a dump.
You go poo everywhere.
She's dropping a deuce in Greer.
There's either a big tree trunk in the road or somebody got a big stinker on the side of 85.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.